Good evening. You're listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative, all things that kind of fit into that genre in some respect. And it's brought to you by myself, Nigel, alone in the studio tonight, so there'll be just a bit of chatting, a bit of information in the middle of the show, you know, the usual gig, club, events guide thing going on, a bit of news, and, well, generally a load of tunes. Such as that one, Biomechanic, which is a project that I've been keeping a slight eye on for a while. It's a very, very, in my opinion, very, very good synth-poppy type sound. Brought to you by Krister Hermansen, I believe that's how you say his name, who is well known for being one of the guys who used to be in the band Spock, or S-P-O-C-K, Star Pilots on Channel K, I believe, who were amazingly fun many years ago when I saw them at Infest and up in Edinburgh and things like that. A great, fun band who played fun tunes. But yeah, now it seems Krister Hermansen then has carried on, and this is his current project, so that's pretty good. That's called Pitch Black Ocean, and I picked that one up from the Septic 8 compilation, which I believe is a Dependent Records compilation. Now Dependent Records are back. They're out with a new compilation showcasing some of their finer bands, and there'll be some more from that later in the show. But for the time being, it's time for some music, and like I say, this show is a bit about goth and industrial and noisier things, so here's something quite noisy. We'll be right back.
to Daskus. Daskus.
That was Kamal Commando with Das Unz from the Das EP. Some stonkingly good club stuff from him there, from Sebastian Kamal. Before that, we had classical Rammstein with Ishwil from Mutter. Well worth mentioning that Rammstein have announced their European tour now, so there's some dates up online. If you go and Google for them, I'm sure you'll find them. But basically, the three UK dates are early next year. I think they're about February-ish. So tickets are available as of this week. So if you're up for seeing a bit of Rammstein, get your tickets now, I think. And before Rammstein, we had some Cyanotic with Transhuman 2 from the same titled album. Awesomely noisy stuff, all slightly different levels of noisy, but all good stuff in the meantime. Right, I think I'm going to leave the gig club guide and that kind of bit of nattering for another couple of songs, but first I'm going to play you a new release. I think it's been out a week or two now. This is Mesh, some of their first new material in a couple of years, and this is the title track from the Only Better CD single. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Collide with White Rabbit from Chasing the Ghost. And before that, we had a new single from Mesh, Only Better. That's a gritty mix from the Only Better CD single. Right, I think it's about time to go through some of the gig and club guide. I think, actually, first, I'll go through a bit of news. Just to tell you, there's a couple of interesting things coming up that have been announced this week. So let me just bring that up in front of me. Right, that was it. Clyde, that I've just played, have announced they're going to release a covers album soon, which, given their sound, I think is going to be absolutely awesome. I love covers when they're done in a completely different style to the original track, and I can't imagine too many people who sound like Clyde, this kind of electronic ethereal sound they've got going on. So that's going to be great stuff. I'm going to keep an eye out for that. Apparently they're going to hopefully release it in time for Halloween. They haven't got an exact date yet. They've got a little competition on the MySpace that says if you can guess, they're asking you to guess what tracks and what artists they're covering, and the person who gets closest wins a prize. So that could be a giggle. If you go to myspace.com/Clyde, you'll find all the details there. Also worth noting, Clairvoyant. Now, this is a band that kind of similar sounding to Clyde in some ways, but haven't released anything for about 6 years. Now, I know I've been doing this show a while, and certainly Clairvoyant did get played quite a lot in some of the earlier years, but it's great to hear that they're now going to release a new album, hopefully on the 2nd of October, on Dependent Records in Europe, so that should be good. Looking forward to that. And also Nick Cave's Griderman Project has announced they've got a new album coming as well, but no dates as of yet. And I actually quite liked the Nick Cave Griderman stuff already, so only one album, and it's Nick Cave is one of his best, I think, so good stuff there. Right, now for a decent rundown, or a quick rundown, in fact, of the gigs and clubs and stuff like that coming up in the next couple of weeks or so in the local area. We've got on Sunday, this coming Sunday, Sunday the 27th of September, at the Subculture in Leeds, as the weekly Sunday night is Black Sheep. But every now and again they do something different. So a few weeks back on the bank holiday weekend they did some electronic bands, kind of in a token attempt to give someone their dose of electronica, given that there wasn't any infest this year. And this week, given it's the start of the academic year, they're trying to entice people in with a free showcase of bands. So, usual free night, but they've got bands on. So, this one is Luxury Stranger, Capital X and Legion. Doors open at 7 p.m, first band on at 8, and it's free entry. So, good stuff there. More information can be found at sheepish.net/live. Following that, Friday the 2nd of October, there's the Friday Flock at the Subculture in Leeds. Now, it seems like Paul's been putting on a number of live bands for the Friday Flock Live, but I couldn't find any details of any live bands for this one. I could be wrong, I could have just missed it, but there didn't seem to be much on fridayflock.net or sheepish announcements, so I don't think there's any bands for this one. So it's just a usual, odd saying usual when for the last 6 months have been bands, but the regular plain vanilla Friday Flock, which is just a club night that runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. And it's at the Subculture in Leeds, and it's £3 in before 11, then a pound or two more after that. Following that, Saturday the 3rd of October, there's Black Veil at the Wellington in Leeds. That's £2 in, runs from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. Friendly goth music and such things. More information about Black Veil can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. What else have I got on my list? It's quite a big list, actually. Darklands. On Saturday the 10th of October, there's Darklands Early Halloween Party at the Junction in New York. That runs from 7 p.m. till midnight, and £3 on the door. There's some kind of competitions. There's a competition for the best Halloween costume. There's silly games and stuff, so it could be interesting stuff. I believe Darklands, if you go to darklands.org.uk, you basically get pointed in the direction of their MySpace site, where all the latest news seems to be. There's a couple of other things worth mentioning. I'm going a bit out of my usual two-week remit here, but there's the Wendy House on the 17th of October at Leeds Uni SU. Everyone, I've reeled this off many a time. Wendyhouse.org, £5 in at the door, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m, two rooms, big room of cheesy goth fun party stuff, and then a room of harder electronic stuff. And all good stuff. Sunday, 18th of October, there is VNV Nation playing the Corporation in Sheffield, supported by Frozen Plasma. I believe it's £14 in advance, and 7 p.m. doors open. I think it's an event that anyone from age 14 up can go to. More information at corporation.org.uk. It's always worth mentioning as well, apart from this special event Sunday, there's always Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds every Sunday night. So from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m, DJs, guest DJs, free entry, chilled atmosphere, all good stuff. And similarly here in Bradford, we've got Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms every Thursday from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. Again, free entry, again, chilled atmosphere. So I think that's the big list of stuff worth mentioning. So good stuff there. What have I got queued up? Right, yes, this is yet another track from the Septic 8 compilation, which I've only had a quick listen to, but I think the whole compilation is well worth getting your hands on if you like some of the stuff on Dependent. Certainly Frank Spinnith from Seabound has got a couple of appearances, because he's in a Ghost and Writer, which is on here. There's a new track from Ghost and Writer, but there's also a new track from Edge of Dawn. So I'm going to play that one. This is Edge of Dawn with Stage Fright.
Sight glance as an invitation.
That was Assemblage 23 with Decades, Decades 32 from the album Meta. Fantastic stuff from them, and looking forward to their new stuff soon. Tom Shea has been blogging that album is on its way, and we just really have to wait. So it's good to hear this stuff coming. And I'll let you know as soon as I get my hands on it, as soon as it's released. And then before that, we had Edge of Dawn, which features Frank Spineth from Seabound. And, of course, he's in a few other projects as well, by the look of it, all of which seem to be carrying on going, which is all good stuff, because I think he's got a great voice and can't help but enjoying music that seems to involve him. Right, as time's running on, I think I'm just going to carry on, but I'm going to change tact quite heavily here. I mentioned Nick Cave's project Grinderman is releasing a new album, well, soon at some point. They haven't named dates, but I thought I'd play some, so this is Set Me Free.
I saw you walking down on the street. I called out from my window, but you didn't hear me. I lay down and I tried to sleep. Time I see you, well, I get sick. And every time I think of you, well, I get sick. And every time I dream of you, well, I get sick.
Was a couple of fantastic artists, I think, just people who have been around for years and still making awesome music. That was Gary Newman with Every Day I Die from Hybrid, and of course he's going to be touring very soon with the Pleasure Principle tour, so I'm definitely getting along to see that. I'm going to see him hopefully in November time when that tour comes around these parts. And before that we had Grinderman, which is Nick Cave's project, with Set Me Free from their first and only album so far, Grinderman. So more stuff coming from them. Right, as usual, run out of time. I want to thank you for listening. It's been great. Hope you enjoyed the tunes and stuff. Drop me a line. Find Dark Assimilation on the BCB Radio's website, bcbradio.co.uk. Find it on there and drop me a line and let me know if there's gigs, clubs, or anything along those lines that I should know about and be able to tell the rest of the people about. And I hope you've enjoyed it. So I'm going to leave you with, again, another fairly old but classic artist, some Depeche Mode. It's no good.
see.